Log Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Bilal Mastik Bynum, along with my co-host,
Abdul Aziz Shaheed.
And both of us would like to welcome you to tonight's show, where New Africa Business Association, of course, is a network marketing and business identification association. So all business associates who's listening to the show this evening, are, we encourage you or we invite you to call in, identify your business, let us know who you are and how we can do business with you. We try to connect the entrepreneurs and the community, consumer shoppers. We try to connect the two of you together. And of course, our emphasis is on the African American market because we have a very large consuming spending market, a market that spends more than $1.3 trillion last year, from my understanding. So, with that type of spending potential, then it makes all the sense in the world for African Americans to create more entrepreneurs, and that's what we—that's what our focus here with the New Africa Business Association is all about: creating new entrepreneurs. And so every week we always have a different entrepreneur, a different a business person come on our show and talk about their business and let us know how we can do business with them. During this time of year, it's no exception. This is the time of year for entertainment. So our entertainers, you know, we look at them as someone who is in a show, but you remember, don't forget to put that business onto it. They are business entrepreneurs, the same as any other entrepreneur, and they certainly would appreciate your help. So this evening we're going to be bringing on some of our entrepreneurs in the our community that we certainly support, and we hopefully you will be able to support them too. We will be right back after we take one quick station break, and I'll be right back.
I turn my head, you're all I see. To look in your direction, it appears that you're paying no attention. But soon as I walk away, I can feel your eyes all over me. Your eyes tell me something's going on. I catch your glance, I catch your smile. I don't wanna be fooled by self-deception, thinking that this is love. I've been there before, don't wanna go back to heartache and pain. I know where it's at. I'm giving to you, I'm being fair. What you're giving to me, giving the love that I had to someone special, and it might be you. If you're deserving, able to share, we'll be together anywhere. I don't care. Giving to you, girl. What you're giving to me? every time I close my eyes, I'm thinking about you. And all night long I'm tossing and turning. Sweet words you whispered left my heart burning, driving me wild. Been a long time since I've been in love. I've been holding back, waiting for the right girl. I'm giving, ooh, giving my love, giving my heart, giving my time, giving you.
Greetings and welcome back to the New Africa Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Abdul Aziz Shaheed, and we have our other hosts here.
Bilal Mastik Bani.
Tonight, we have, among other things, as Brother Bilal had mentioned earlier, a featured guest who will be on our show a little later on in the show. And his name is Mark Green. And Mark is the former lead for The Moments. And everyone knows The Moments. And we'll be featuring some new music by Mark, as well as one of his new songs will be released soon. And he'll let us know where we can purchase that music also, as well as he'll just give us some information, some background on The Moments, the history of The Moments and himself, and things that he's getting ready to do nowadays as far as in the music industry and that. So we're looking forward to that. And again, we are adding, as well as other businesses, to the New Africa Blog Talk Radio Show, all types of businesses. And music is a business. And we're going to be featuring more artists on the New Africa Blog Talk Radio Show. Matter of fact, not only musicians, but as well as artists themselves. We also wanted to again mention that the New Africa Business Association is a membership organization. In the New Africa Business Association, we have a market. We have a market, a mall where you can shop on our mall, and we have various businesses on there that you can buy different things from, different items from. We also have one of our participants on there, the Commonwealth Partnership, and they are an import and export group. And they can also set up people that want to go into business. One of the things they do in the import-export business is they have numerous items that they have brought in. They right now are featuring things like hair, natural hair for women, suits, clothing for men, clothing for women, dresses, as well as anything that you might want to get made in China. They have the ability to do that. They have offices in China. They also have African-American there that can speak Mandarin Chinese that is facilitating all of the orders or requests that we have from different people that want to get something made in China. But moreover, these people can get you anything that you want made. Name brand for yourself and brought back, and they'll help you not only store your product, they'll help you market your product. They're offering memberships or distributorships to people that want to go into business, that want to buy wholesale items that come direct from China. You don't have to go to these other wholesale markets or people that are going to charge you a lot more money than you normally would have to pay. These brothers are getting it straight from China, straight from the distributors. But also, the New Africa Business Association, being that we are also a membership organization for businesses, as well as common consumer, just a regular consumer. And the New Africa, if you go to our New Africa Business website, and you can have a look at our mall and things we're offering there, and we'll be seeking, you know, if you like what you see, we want you to join part of our organization and become a member and let other folks know about the New Africa Business Association and what our goals are. We not only introduce different businesses every week, but individuals also that have ideas. We also try to let businesses network with one another. We introduce businesses wherein they can network with one another, share ideas, and that our goal is to promote African-American businesses as well as members of the New Africa Business Association. We do not discriminate against any ethnic group or turn down any members that want to be people that want to be a part of the New Africa Business Association. We also have a goal that Brother Bilal has been requesting from our listeners. For all those that are interested, we need 100 investors, and Brother Bilal said that he wanted $3,000 per investor, and we want to start. We have an African-American business that we like to start, one that we can all put our monies together, and it's like vesting in a business together, vesting in an idea and a business that's going to provide economics for our community, ourselves, our children, if they're interested in participating in this business. It could be a franchise. It could be our own personal setting up a grocery store. It could be a hair distributor, but we're looking for 100 investors that are willing to invest $3,000 in a business, because we know that investing in your community means that you have a concern there. You have an interest there that you want to see become better and develop. But yes, we're looking for people that would like to invest as a group, and whatever it is that you are willing to invest in, moreover, we don't want to discriminate against anyone.
Let's put some heavy emphasis on that, Brother Isaac,
yes,
especially
sir.
During this time of year. Friday, this coming Friday is Black Friday.
Yes, yes.
This is last year, statistics shows that within that 30-day period, we spent more than $1 billion. You see, look what we're seeing.
Tremendous amount.
Well, no, look what we're really saying, and to the listeners, to anyone who...
You said African-Americans.
Anyone who can see an opportunity, African Americans is the ones that we are African Americans.
You said that's who spent that money.
African Americans spent $1.3 trillion last year overall in consumer spending. I'm talking about with a 30-day period a 30-day period. $1 billion was spent within that Black Friday from Black Friday to, I don't know what it is that ends the Black
Somebody
Friday, but I know
money.
It's after Christmas. But I'm saying we as African Americans now all over this country have the opportunity to participate into these markets. See, before the reasons we're 99.9% consumers, we don't have the opportunities. I even know the whereabouts of participating, and especially this retail market. But now we do.
Yes.
Just like you said, by joining the New Africa Business Association, we can put you in touch with wholesalers that can put you in any type of business that you wish to be into, especially when it comes to selling goods.
Yes.
Any type of goods that you have in your household, any type of goods that you are going to be buying within the next 30 days or within the next fiscal year, any type of goods that you're going to be buying, we can now, or you can now, become entrepreneurs, because again, you can now buy wholesale at wholesale prices that allows you to, and you're getting this, yes, these contracts that we have that you was mentioning about China, Brother Aziz. See, these contracts came from, these contracts didn't just start yesterday.
Right, yes.
No, these contracts came from our two belated imams, the father and the son.
Right.
The, and you know who I'm saying, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the father, that's who put us together nation as a national organization.
Yeah.
And of course, the son is what put us together and give us worldwide participation.
Yes.
In every aspect, and business was not left out.
That's right.
He's the one. And so we've been working at this for quite some time, but now it is here. It is here. And through the New Africa Business Association, we can put you in contact with wholesalers directly from that China wholesale outlet that I said is that's been going on for quite some time. And we'll be more than happy. As a matter of fact, you heard him, man. Mookman, he'll be back on whenever he wants to. And, of course, we're going to ask him to be back on, because it's a market that that's going to be ongoing. But I put emphasis on it right now, because we have 30 days. This opportunity just availed itself to us. No more than about a month or so ago.
Yes, right.
But so it's brand new. But I'm saying, for those of you who maybe a little, I wouldn't procrastinate on this if you want to be, because I say that because being a businessman myself, again, even though I sold a service, not so much as a good, but those who are selling their goods. This is the time, the biggest season for selling a tangible product is right now. It's right now. So if I was in the business of selling any tangible product, I would. This is the time I would want to be in, because I know this is when the biggest part of my monies are going to be made. As a matter of fact, most corporations would tell you that during the year, for 7 months, they basically operate in the red. But those other 3 months, because the Black Friday really started with them in October.
Yeah.
But from October to the end of the year, yes, this is when they look to go into the black, which means they are making... It is actually real, 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 real good to be black, because I'm making money. And I emphasize, didn't mean to just cut you off, but I emphasize this because now is really the time. I wish we had time to have bought this up 6 or 7 months ago, giving everyone a chance to consider getting into business or putting someone you know, because these distributorships that allow you to buy wholesale are extremely low.
Right.
The entry fees are extremely low. I can tell you right now, I remember when that started years ago, before the cash flow was at the level it's at now. But years ago, when our cash flow wasn't as good, those distributorships was $20,000. Per distributor, but today
something up
there. But today everybody can get those distributorships,
yes.
And I can tell you right now, it's I don't want to get into join the associations. It's all on our memberships. come to join the New Africa Business Association. We don't want to be talking too many figures and things like this over the radio, but go to our website, and all the information is right there as to how you can join the New Africa Business Association and also join the our Wholesale Marketing Association. All the information is there. The website is the New Africa Business Association .com, and that is a New Africa Business Association. Business is spelled out. It's all one word. New Africa Business, but Association is ASSOC. So New Africa Business, ASSOC.com. I will repeat, the New Africa Business Association.com, New Africa Business Association, ASSOC.com. And look at our website. You'll be able to see everything. We all everything that that should interest you, that would tell our story anyway. And of course the the shopping centers, along with other businesses. We don't of course our exchange with the our exchange with the China exchange is one of our biggest movements, but at the same time, our other businesses are just as important to us as all of our businesses. So again, if you are a business owner or a business person that's listening to our show and you own a business, we invite you to call in. We're still waiting on our guest. I think he may be with us. Brother Mark, are you with us? Okay, we're still waiting on Mark Green of the Moments, but we do have a guest with us, a caller. We have several callers. Anyone have any questions before I go to a break?
Washington, we do.
Hello, caller, are you on? You have a call, question? Okay, well, we're going to take a small break. Brother Aziz, did you have any comments before we went to the break?
I just wanted to say that, you know, emphasize the fact that we're saying that a number of people, this is an opportunity for a number of people to get into business. And there are certain things that the Importers and Exporters Commonwealth Partnership would allow you to do, and that is with a bank account. That's all they want you to do is have, besides the membership.
Precisely.
They'll give you credit.
Precisely.
Something that we never had before.
Mm-hmm.
30-day, 60-day, maybe 90-day credit.
In other words, money is not the emphasis.
Exactly.
We can wait on our money.
Yeah.
We want we need entrepreneurs.
Right.
It is
right.
Just that simple. We have these markets. They're huge markets. But we cannot keep these markets if we can't show that we can't sustain such a large agreement like our leaders have made. So that's why we've made these. I didn't do it. But those who are running this huge organization, they know that they're, like I said, we're trying to become vested with our communities. And when I say become vested, we all pool our funds together, knowing that we can buy these products now. And any product that you can think of, you name it.
Washing machine.
I got requests now. A lady wants to was in the other day. Said she wants to furnish her entire house. She just bought a brand new house. And she wants to look at it and need this type of. Everything you can find, any type of business that you may dream of, I like to be in, is available to Africa Business Associations and other associations that are associated with us. So go to our website, newafricabusinessassociation.com. That's newafricabusinessassociation.com. and become a member. But like I said, now is the time. Think about retail to get in. Again, I have my mics open. Anyone who is listening, like I said, our mics are open. You can speak. We can hear you the same as you can hear us. So, callers, if you have any callers out there, if we all start talking at the same time, I have a way of controlling that too. But at that point, my mics are open. Anyone have any questions or comments? Okay, Brother Aziz, I think we need to continue until we interest somebody in something that we're doing here.
You know, there's also an opportunity for vendors. Most of the vendors you see around the city in various places, they go down to a marketplace where they buy those products, supposedly wholesale from the wholesalers down there, which are a great number more, you know, people in China. And they have that connection back there in China. And the market there is wherein you're going to pay a high price for what you get from them, wherein now the vendors themselves have the opportunity to get together and buy the same thing that they go buy from these wholesalers down the, supposedly at the marketplace where the Chinese sell it.
I'm going to think about Brother Isaac. Again, as far as the ethnicities and things, who sells this and sells that, I'm sorry. I'm not, I apologize to you. What one group of people said, New Africa Business Association has its own entity. We have our own objective. And we're trying to get to where maybe others are. But at the same time, I don't not know businessmen. Any businessman who has grown in this country and became successful, I don't care what their origins are, I say a good movement, because that's how any nationality can exist. You have to be in business. So the Orientals or this or that, congratulations to them. I'll take their example. But right now, we as African Americans have this opportunity where we can give it to each other. And that's where our growth, this is where our steps are. Right here, this is where our growth, if it is available for those who wish to be in business. So, again, we ask you to look at our website. Look at not only what we're doing, but remember there are New Africa Business Associations all over this country. We just represent the Washington metropolitan area. But Pennsylvania has a New Africa Business Association. New York has an African. All over this country, you're going to find New Africa Business Associations. We all are connected with each other, and we all answer to each other once a year when we get together with our National Business Association. So like I said, what we're talking about and what has been put together wasn't put together by one or two. It was put together by a nation of African Americans. And so we're trying to grow. This is our what Ronald Reagan said: grow up by pull yourself up by your bootstraps. I think that's what we are. We're doing it in business for the first time in our history, all over this country. We're pulling ourselves up by the bootstraps, and I'm telling you that $1.3 trillion that those out there that are making on the African American. Once we get into business, that will change, because we will become those millionaires now. Just think about it. $1.3 trillion was spent last year. That's not hypothetical. Now, you take a look at our statistics and say, how many African Americans in this country are there? Let's guess 40 or 50,000. Division on 50,000 into a $1.3 trillion and see how many millionaires you got out of that equation. So again, New Africa Business Association is a local, and we also are a national organization. And the opportunities our value is that we are networking now nationally, our value is that we are vested. Those of us who are running these organizations, how do you think we're bringing in these supplies? How do you think the Chinese would even waste their time in giving us contracts? Because they know our potential. They know our value. They want that $1.3 trillion just like the United States wants this $1.3 trillion. But the thing about it is that we want to circulate it through our communities also. So again, all of you who are in the presence of our voice, or you're in the Washington metropolitan area and you want to get into business, I'm telling you, and we come back, we're going to really have to, I guess, elaborate more on how the, because the financing, like I said, that's not a great big emphasis.
Right.
Anytime you bring those distributorships down, and I said I wasn't going to mention the prices on those and start talking about somebody else's money, but you can get anytime you can get a distributorship and say, I can get into a wholesale outlet thing for less than $500.
Right.
Got to be checked. That's so, again, only African Americans,
right,
who are trying to become vested. We can't become vested in each other. We start talking about thousands of them. It ain't going to happen.
Right.
But put it there for everybody, even the ex-con. And I hate to mention that word ex-con, because in our communities, we don't look at our brothers and sisters who have been through that system as some sort of ex-con. Now, they're misfortune. They had misfortunes, but they're back home now. We can put them in business. Not only the low prices, but help you become incorporated where you're legit.
Right.
And set you up on your taxation, for your taxation, and all of that is in order. And keep all of that in order for you. All of this is already intact. We have our professional lawyers and accountants and financial planners. I happen to be one of them myself. So again, the New Africa Business Association, New Africa Business Association.com, and that is the New Africa Business Association, ASSOC. One word, New Africa Business Association. Business is spelled out, but ASSOC, New Africa Business Association.com. I done said that enough, and I know everybody now could almost put that in a line. So, again, Brother Aziz, we're going to take a short break. We do have our special guest this evening, Mark Green, in the moment. So I think that we're still expecting them. Brother Aziz, before we go to break, could you have any comments?
Yes.
No more comments right now.
Okay, well, we're going to do another tune by Mark Green. The first tune we did by Brother Green, it was called, this is some of his newest music, it was called A Fair Exchange. I thought it was a very beautiful piece.
Yeah.
So here's another piece by Mark Green. And brothers and sisters, support our musicians. Like I said, they are business folks just like we are too.
Right.
So listen to this very beautiful piece again by Brother Mark Green. I'm sorry, you guys, I'll just give you one of my better pieces. Let's go right here. Play one of my better.
When we played all charades, we were like children posing, playing our games, acting out names, guessing the parts we played. Oh, what a hit we made. We came on next to closing, best on the bill, lovers until love left the masquerade. hold on. Far from a darkened wing, the music box played on. Sad little serenade, song of my heart's composing. I hear it still, I always will. Best on the bill, charade. Darkened wing, the music box played on. Sad little serenade, song of my heart composing. I hear it still, I always will. Best on the bill, charade.
And that was a beautiful tune called Fair Exchange by Brother Mark Green, known as Mujahid Al-Zing. Brother Mark, you out there? Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
How are you today, my brother?
Brother, I'm.
What?
I'm feeling like I'm in the world of charade.
Yes, we were just listening to some of the beautiful music, and you know, we're glad to have you on tonight. You know, what would you like?
I'm glad to be on.
Do is tell us, you know, about what's going on with you and the moments.
The moment that which is the group now that I have the trademark to, I own that name and constantly doing more music that's favorable to the audience out there, and not just one particular audience. Also, I've come from the area of 68, and but the first release not on the outside, but Inside Strong. And a few of the songs followed that, like Love on a Two-Way Street and Look at Me, I'm in Love, all the way through. And still now they are playing that music. And Jay-Z and Alicia Keys sampled the Love on a Two-Way Street, interesting, on that song on New York State of Mind. And it's still going. And so many people online I found that have done this song as a cover song, but here I'm doing songs or albums right now. I got like 61 things online, and it's right now that's on Orchard, and you can also Orchard.com. You can find me there under Mark Green and the Moments selections as well. You can find me on CDBaby.com. You can find me on YouTube doing some videos, still videos, things that help the kids, the youth, and people in the world, peoples all over of different walks of life, and working on stuff that's in Urdu and in Arabic right now to drop in the my repertoire. The online is Teach Love and Love We Save and Don't Want to Lose This Dream. Also redone cover of myself, Not on the Outside Again. And excuse me, Dreaming is one of the songs that, and Listen to the Message is one of the pieces that you do want to listen to. I get in your ears there. It talks about the beginning of life and what's going on in the world, and it helps the youth in many ways in terms of seeing the purpose of why they were created, and it moves on to the dreaming pieces. It's a dream, must have been dreaming when I saw a brighter day and all men were equal to each other and lived in peace. It starts off like that. And,
mm-hmm.
and it talks about what the kids are doing today, what people are doing, how to get away from the gangs and wars. And you can go online and get that on YouTube. The moments we just performed at the Civic Center in Maryland, October the 8th, 2017, which you brothers know, you were there.
Yeah.
And we
wonderful
did a show with a
wonderful show.
Alhamdulillah. With Casey Martin there, we did a song that we're looking to rather release, and it's called Teach Love, which everybody seemed to enjoy that, and I'm looking forward to hearing that and picking a piece of that up or a cut. I'm also working with the Airmen of Note and a gentleman by the name of Ragsdale, who's a very good arranger for like in a style of Frank Sinatra, you know, Tony Bennett and Nat Cole. He does those kind of arrangements. So I'm putting out a new album, and that kind of orchestration doesn't come easy, nor does it come cheap. So I'm working with that and trying to complete. And we will put things online or somewhere that they can reach me at the FargesProduction@msn.com to maybe support this kind of music and the children's music for the most part as well. This is what the Moments are doing in terms of performing, and that they're doing jazz, pop, and R&B right now. We have Urban Legacy with the Airmen of Note performing behind us on horns, brass, and RBG sound that's on my wall. Now we can get stuff through, like I said, cdbaby.com. You can get it through Orchard, which still has our catalog up. We're looking to make that happen. And the site it will be, I do have, is called theoriginalmoments.com. That's my own site. So we're building that and structuring it so that people can see the history, the true history on the story of the Moments. I'm working on a book. I'm finishing that up with hopefully in the next, I'm trying to get 6 weeks off so we can drop that in the system so people can see what the story of Mark Green is about. It's called, it's my life story. It's an autobiography, In Search of the Prophets, featuring Mark Green of the Moments, recording artist. And it's a kind of a parallel avenue story, but it has a lot of interest in it. It talks about my religious background, my science, my outdoor life, my Southeast upbringing, and artists that are around me, like Billy Stewart was around me, and of course Marvin Gaye, and was a good friend of Billy Stewart, and working with the Four Tops in Ocean City and places at the Apollo Theater with Michael Jackson and Marlon Jackson. We headlined the show with our first release, and they were like 10, 10 and 11 maybe. And I was with Margie Hendrix, and they were on that show, Sam and Dave, Clarence Carter. The Unifics were on there, but the Moments headlined because our hit was not on the outside but inside strong. It's on October 4th, 1968, and it went on to become a million seller. We got that went gold, and then came Love on a Two-Way Street, and it was that album. So that went platinum. And so we started all platinum record company at the Moments, originally from Washington, D.C., by the way. And we have Southeast and Northwest, and one brother's from Maryland. That was Richard Gross Rashid there. And then John Morgan and the late John Morgan and Eric Ophus. The late Eric Ophus, he was an Air Force man there. And myself. So there were four of us. Eric, John, me, and Richard. So there are two living right now. We brought on another guy. His name is Donald Spriggs. He was released a piece. I'm going to give that cut to you. It's called How Do You Move a Mountain and Which Way and Anyone Can. We had at a point, after fighting with all platinum, trying to get our money, we had become a group called The Leaders and went with Stacks Vote. The Leaders, there were four lead singers. But I'm going to give you that information, too, and rather the recordings of that, which gives you history while time is on our side. So you can get good stories of and the good sounds that were so meaningful in that day, and something happened along the way why that didn't get up. It got to the market at WOL. Somebody hijacked the 72-foot trailer, and including Isaac Hayes' music. It was an interesting story. But we'll get into that at another time. The moment's right now, presently open for work and performing. We're looking to still keep our history of moments music going, the sweet, soulful sounds that had substance and were very romantic, and there's nothing dirty about it. I love the music today, the tracks, but I don't know if I can deal with the lyric context of the rap and some of the stuff that they're saying. I know I can't deal with it because it's not my way of life. I'm not going to deal with it. So with the music that these good brothers, Surah Aziz and you all are playing over there, still keeps the real people listening to what's going on, and praise be to the creator of the heavens and earth that you all are still there listening and promoting, and that this business venture that is one of the most beautiful things that is on the place on the face of the earth that we can be a part of, because nobody else is going to give it to us. They're not opening the door like this, I tell you right now, because in the industry, they're not trying to pay us for doing our art.
Nothing.
So, and have never have been. And those who are making millions should be making twice as much. So, and try to be in control of your art and your talents and your gifts, because when you got somebody else doing it that are another color or
that's right.
Way of life that's not truthful and honest and serving the one true God, you'll find that you're going to have trouble.
There you go.
So, and know who you're dealing with, brothers and sisters who are in the industry, because it's very hard. Although we need that airplay to some extent, but now, you know, the download is really happening. I feel so sad about what happened to Michael and whom we did Tribe Week, and I did personally at the Apollo Theater to introduce him to Islam. Actually, he and his brother Marlon, along with the other brother Rashid, and I guess they didn't forget it. And along the way, but studying in Islam and studying Christianity and coming from being a cantor in the Catholic Church is a long way to where I'm at now. The knowledge of what has been hidden from me and from a lot of us, and now people are waiting for the second coming of Jesus, and they need to look closely at that, because they do hide prophets or hide in the past, and those who are leaders who God sent, and cover it up so that you won't see it. So it may have come and gone, and you don't know it. They're looking for it, and you say, well, what happened? Do your research and find out what's going on in the world and get the truth that's happening. Have I gone overboard, brothers?
No, Brother Mark, this is so good. I wish we had started right from the beginning, because I definitely be inviting you back. But Brother Mark, I do want to go back in memories on you since you brought up Billy Stewart.
Yes.
I guess you, old Billy, he used to be my neighbor. He's up on W Street. I think Billy was up there on, what, about 16th, 17th and W, Southeast?
That and Stanton Terrace, Southeast. Across the street from John Thompson, the great basketball player.
You took me all the way back because I love that guy. He was a real good guy, man. We're going back to the fun days. That's what we're going back to now. But Brother Mark,
he's the man.
The music, though, and saying how wonderful and nice it is. We want to play another cut before we go to break, so folks can really appreciate what you're doing and what you're doing in music. And also, I emphasize what Brother Mark just said. They're open for business. Support our business entertainers. This is that time of year. Most of you will be having all sorts of entertainment situations. Here you can bring in a professional entertainer, and I can just about bet you can afford to bring this brother in. So especially, so I would say go to his website. Brother Mark will give you the website as soon as we come back. And support Brother Mark in the moments. This is one of another one of his beautiful cuts.
Thank you so much.
When we played our charades, we were like children posing, playing at games, acting out names, guessing the parts we played. Oh, what a hit we made. We came on next to closing, best on the bill, lovers until love left the masquerade. Fate seemed to pull the strings I turned, and you were gone. Far from a darkened wing, the music box played on. Sad little serenade, song of my heart's composing. I hear it still, I always will. Best on the bill, charade. Darkened wing, the music box played on. Sad little serenade, song of my heart.
Brother Mark, would you close us out, please? We've got about 30 seconds.
Okay. Are we there?
Yes, yeah. Go right ahead.
Yes, sir. So you can reach me for entertainment or for bookings at an email called MUJ, M like money, U is under, J as in John, A as in apple, Z as in zebra, I, N as in Nancy, that's at 4413@gmail.com. Or you can reach me at F, as in Fox, AJR, Productions, with an S, at MSN.com. So
And all the music you've heard from Brother Mark this evening will be on our internet station, so you'll be able to hear everything, hear this music on a continuing basis, and any new music that Mark is a member of our association, so the moments are going to be with us continuously. We're going to always know where the moments are and keep you well informed. As-salamu alaykum.
As-salamu alaykum, and we thank you for listening to our show tonight, and we thank Brother Mujahid, Mark Green, for coming on. We look forward to seeing him again.
Thank you.
Thank you.